Okay, we've talked about it before, and we've said it over and over again. But does controversy create cash?
This show is brought to you by Safety FM.
Well, here we are on another episode of the Jay Allen Show, and we're going to be talking today about some things that some people would like to talk about, and some people may not like to talk about altogether. But personality tests like Myers-Briggs can be fun, and can be interesting, but are they accurate? Let's talk about that here today. Are personality tests accurate? So rating the internet's favorite personality matrix, let's talk about this because there seems to be such a tie-in around, over, and above all the things we talk about in regards to how personality traits work. I mean, I will tell you, I've even worked at organizations where they have turned around and said that they will not hire someone based on some of these personality matrices that are out there and some of these tests. And now we're seeing more and more organizations go out there and turn personality traits into what is going on inside of the world of safety. So in the modern day and age where there are so many of us, human beings generally like to know, well, where we stand. And given to the matriotic population rise of the last half century, it's safe to say that we yearn to define ourselves as different from all the other shuffling bodies on the street. I mean, come on, some people think that way. We do this partially through our interests, what type of music we enjoy, what hobbies we practice, what type of traits we're looking for in a partner, etc. But as much as of those that are display on those that we choose, a big part of us wants to take a deeper look on what's going on. So to explore what subconsciously drives us and how similar we are to others who think and choose the same way. This is where, well, the MBTI 16 personality test comes in, a sleek and easily presentable table of several personality categories that we can easily associate with great thinkers and leaders throughout history. However, as cool as trendy it becomes in recent years, is there really some specific merit to it? Let's find out. So let's talk overall about, well, quote unquote, the test. The Myers-Briggs Indicator was originally created by Catherine Cook Briggs and her daughter Isabel Briggs, in the early 20th century. Although not initially inspired by Carl Jung's theories, Briggs would soon base a majority of her index and early foundations on her understanding of his works. The test itself is a questionnaire that tests four major skills, which respectively range from introversion, extroversion, sensing or intuition, thinking or feeling, or judging or perceiving. This in turn results in four-letter combinations such as INTP, for example, which can stand 16 possible premonitions, hence the name of the test being given. Here's the kicker, though. Neither Briggs nor her daughter had any sort of academic education in the field of psychology. So, in fact, the MBTI is only most used in recreational sense in corporate circles as an interview tool to select preferred, well, workers for a job. It isn't fair to say that it's completely a useless tool. I'm not saying that it is useful or useless. I'm just saying that it's not, you know, you can't say that it's a useless tool. As we've mentioned, it's a very popular with companies selecting the traits that predict a coercive work environment, but in the psychological community, it has minimal to no use. Sorry, but it's just the truth. The problem here is that MBTI tests, aside from the lack of peer review by qualified professionals in its design, it's mostly its lack of rigor. It simply has quite low internal meaning, as a person can, you know, take the test at a relatively short intervals and come up with a radically different result. As well as external, the test isn't that good for predictors or behaviors or validity. So is there a better alternative? I guess one can say, luckily, yes. While using MBTI outside of self-diagnosis, fun tool, is completely harmless, it should one consider, one should decide what they want the tool that actually, you know, psychologists use. The 5 personality traits index is a much better alternative, developed in 1961 by Ernest Terps and Raymond Crystal. Yes, it is actually a newer than the MBTI. The theory and specific questions relating to it have been ironed out by other subsequent psychologists in the field. The Big 5 test, also sometimes called focus on the factors of openness, consciousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and, well, neuroticism, easily remembered by, you know, the acronym OCEAN. So there you go. It is safe to say that this test is used by the majority of researchers and diagnosed in the field of psychometrics and personality psychology due to its ease of use and solid research behind it in depth compared to MBTI. So what do you think? Is this something that your organization should be using? Do you have any other methods that you actually use within your organization that is a personality test that you think that has some validity to what goes on out there? I mean, I'm just asking the question because I think it's important to talk about. Because listen, we are seeing more and more organization tie in personality traits to how the world of safety works. And you have to make the determination if it's something that makes sense for what's going on with you and yours. Think about it. So if I could put some final words to this, let's go with it this way. Although the MBTI personality test is a popular option for people looking to learn more about their own personality, it has been shown to have low reliability and validity. A 5 personality traits index FPTI is a newer measure that has been found to be more reliable and valid than the MBTI. If you are interested in exploring your personality, we recommend using FPTI instead of the MBTI. Have you tried any of the two? And what was your experience? I would love to hear more about you. You can always send in a message right here in your favorite podcatcher in regards of what's going on, because that's how we have it set up. Anyways, thank you for taking a listen to another episode of the Jay Allen Show. I am sure we will be back with some other news and stuff that can cause some kind of controversy in not the too far distant future. We'll speak soon.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things is mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.